Welcome to the Living Waters Church podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Living Waters podcast. My name's Ryan, and I'm going to bring the next message in our series, Love Your Neighbor. Today, we're going to be talking about listening. If you have your Bible with you, you can turn to Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Here's what it says. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question. Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replied, what does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? The man answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Right, Jesus told him. Do this, and you will live. The man wanted to justify his actions, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho when he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then, a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here. Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, the one who showed him mercy. Then Jesus said, yes. Now go and do the same. Back in the 1930s and 1940s, the United States had a president named Franklin D. Roosevelt. President Roosevelt was known as being somebody who had a big smile and an outgoing personality. However, there's something about the presidency that President Roosevelt wasn't so thrilled about. That was all the receptions that he was required to attend. Well, it actually wasn't the receptions that were the problem. It was actually the receiving lines. At each of these events, he had to stand as everybody at the event came and shook his hand. Being someone who got bored with these sorts of things, he decided to spice it up a little bit. I guess he was feeling a little mischievous one day, and so he decided to play a little inside joke on all the guests. That evening at the reception, as the receiving line formed, he decided to come across and tell people something unique. As they came up to him in the receiving line, he would shake their hand, put on his biggest smile, and he would say, I murdered my grandmother this morning. People would automatically respond with comments such as, how lovely, we are proud of you, or keep up the great work. Or perhaps marvelous. Obviously, nobody was actually listening to what he said. This went on throughout the receiving line, and I'm sure President Roosevelt was laughing inside his head, thinking it's so unbelievable that nobody was listening to him. That was until he came to the end of the line. A foreign dignitary came up to him, and President Roosevelt once again smiled his big smile, shook the hand, and said, I murdered my grandmother this morning. This foreign dignitary looked at him, raised his eyebrows, leaned into the president and said, I'm sure she had it coming to her. Well, I'm not totally sure if this story is completely true. It may be an urban legend. However, The legend goes that the president remembered one person from that evening. It wasn't the best dressed. It wasn't the most intelligent. It wasn't even the most powerful person who was there. You know who it was, right? He was simply the one who listened. We've been speaking in our series called Love Your Neighbor for the past couple months. And we've been asking the question, how do we love our neighbor in the summer of 2020? And so we've talked about caring from person to person or household to household or community to community. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about listening. And we're going to talk about that again today. Jesus talks to this lawyer who comes to him and says, how do I inherit eternal life? Jesus responds with another question. Well, what does the scripture say? The lawyer responds going, this is easy. It's love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, that's great. But in the midst of that response, the lawyer has obviously felt some dissonance. He's felt the difference between what he's saying the scriptures say and what he has actually lived out. And so he feels this need to justify himself. And so he asks another question to Jesus and he says, well, who's my neighbor? You see, he's trying to find a loophole. So Jesus tells the story of the man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho and this dangerous road that the inevitable happens and some robbers come across the man and they take everything he has, beat him up, and leave him for dead on the side of the road. The priest comes along and sees the man and evaluates whether he has the capacity to actually care for this man. And the priest does that evaluation and decides, no, he can't do that. And he crosses the road and continues on. And then a temple assistant comes along and he does the same evaluation and comes to the same conclusion and continues on. They didn't have the compassion to care for the man. And then a Samaritan, somebody who was thought less than in society, comes along and he sees the man and he has compassion on him. He looks after his wounds and takes him to a place where he can be cared for. Jesus then asks the lawyer, so who was actually the neighbor to this traveling man? The lawyer has no option but to respond, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus says, fantastic, go and do the same. The question for us today is, how does this actually get applied? How do we actually love our neighbor today? Listening is an important part of our faith and an important part of our relationships with others. You see, it's easy to hear, but it takes discipline to listen. There's an art to listening. And so today, let me give you three practical suggestions to help with the art of listening. The first is good listening reflects our relationship with God. This happens in two different ways. First, it happens by us speaking to God. When we take that time to build our relationship with God, we share our cares and our concerns with our Heavenly Father who says that as we do that, He's going to carry some of that burden along with us. The other way this happens is when we take time to build a relationship with God, He speaks to us. We take time to listen, and He speaks compassionate words to us. In the midst of our relationship with God, we're filled with compassion because that's who God is, and that compassion overflows to those around us. So good listening often reflects our relationship with God. How we listen and hear God is often how we listen and hear others. See, listening is often more caring than speaking. There will be days when the most important thing that we do that day will be to turn towards our coworker, our friend, our spouse, our children, our colleagues, and it will be to uncross our arms, to lean forward, to look directly in their eye, and to hear their pain and sorrow all the way to the bottom of their heart. Sometimes what our neighbor needs most is for someone else to simply know. So good listening often reflects our relationship with God. My second suggestion around the art of listening is that good listening is a patient act of love. Here's a question for us today. When we're in a conversation, do we find ourselves thinking of our response to what the other person is saying before they finish what they are saying? Do we find ourselves only waiting for a chance to speak? Here's something interesting. Rarely will someone begin with the most important thing that they are saying first. So that means that we must listen through to the finish to truly understand what they're saying. You see, they start shallow at first and then they work deeper and deeper and deeper. I think each of us has experienced this in conversations. So that means because they're shallow first, if we take the shallow discussion and we're already thinking about what our response is to that, it means we miss the deeper parts that come later. You see, good listening requires both ears. In fact, it requires the whole body to stay engaged and listen to them through. This means that we silence the phone, we put away the screen, and we turn to look the other in the eye, which conveys love, but also requires patience. You see, good listening is a patient act of love. My final piece of advice for the art of listening is that good listening prepares us to speak well. Proverbs 18, verse 13 says, "Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish." I think that we've probably all experienced that, where we've shared before we've actually listened to what's going on, and we feel foolish afterwards. I think that any of us in a relationship with somebody else would have examples of when we've done that. Winston Churchill said, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." Jesus sets a good example in our scripture from today of asking perceptive and open-ended questions. Jesus, in the story of the Good Samaritan, sees the lawyer, and the lawyer asks a question to test him, but Jesus doesn't brush it off as, "That's an easy question," or, "You know the answer." He sees the lawyer, and he says, "There's something more happening here." And so Jesus asks questions, and he perceives what's going on in the lawyer's life. And he's able to speak well by sharing the story of the Good Samaritan. So good listening prepares us to speak well. Here's the thing about the story of the Good Samaritan. I don't find many injured people along the road. I commute from Walnut Grove to Fort Langley, a tedious 5-minute commute, and I've been doing it for the past 10 years, and there is not a single day yet where I found an injured, beat up, burglarized person on the side of the road. But here's the thing. I find injured people everywhere. Not beaten up and left for dead in the physical realm, but beaten up and wounded in every other way. So my question today is, how do we love our neighbor? Good listening may be one of the hardest things we learn to do, but we will find it worth every ounce of effort. Over the past few weeks, as I've been praying and thinking about this message, I felt God say and remind me that the Holy Spirit is active and moving in our world, and the Holy Spirit is active and moving with power in our community, in your community, in my community. And my question would be, how am I allowing the Holy Spirit to use me during these times? How do I align myself with what the Holy Spirit is doing in my community? And one answer that I feel God is saying to us, Living Waters, is begin to listen before we speak. Hear that again. Begin to listen before we speak. Don't misunderstand me. It is not a time to be silent. In fact, far from it. Those around us need to hear the hope of the gospel more than I can ever remember. But I believe that God is saying to Living Waters that we need to be willing to open our ears, put away the distractions, and hear from God and hear the pain and struggle from those in our communities. And in doing that, we will be able to speak well and reveal the hope of Jesus to a community that needs to hear that message. So let me give you three questions for reflection. First, when was the last time you entered a conversation with God or with a neighbor with the single intent to listen? Second question. Do you feel that you have the ability to listen long and patiently? And question three. If you were to ask God who in your life you should take some time to intentionally listen to, who would God say? What do you think would happen if you followed through with listening to them? Living Waters, I hope that we can take those questions and over the weeks and month to come, we would be able to apply that and begin to listen to those around us so that we can speak well the gospel of hope into their lives. Let's take a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have hope for us. Lord, thank you that we can be in relationship with you and we can cast our cares and our concerns upon you and that you help us to carry those. But Lord, we recognize that there are many around us who don't have that hope. And Lord, we want to be able to see them grasp that hope and understand that hope. And so, Lord, would you help us to learn to listen well so that we can speak well? Lord, draw us into relationship with you. Help us to embody patience and love as we listen to others. Help us to be able to listen all the way through so that we can speak well. Lord, we love you. We want to serve you. So help us to do that in the coming weeks and month. In Jesus' name, amen.